sitting there listening to the song. I couldn't, or the whole, all the song. I didn't just listen to one. Listening to the program, thinking about those words. I got to thinking, and I wonder how often you feel doubts or you feel accusations in your heart against yourself about your sins, about your life, about who you are, the things you've meant to do, the things you've wished you could do, the things you failed to do. Wonder how often we feel condemnation. And thinking about the song, you know, it wasn't just "it is finished" in the sense that Jesus Christ's death on the cross was finished. You know, if that was what it was kind of like that Mission Accomplished banner a few years ago that our former president has taken such a ragging for. You know, the idea, now he had gotten to a point where the mission had been accomplished, but there was still much to be done. And in our lives, as we've been saved by Jesus Christ, it is finished, and yet there is much still to be done. But that phrase that he used isn't just about the work on the cross. What Jesus Christ said when he said, "it is finished," went beyond the cross. You know, we make a lot of the fact that above his head was inscribed "King of the Jews" in several different languages. That was kind of normal. That wasn't something special that Pilate did. Not everybody was accused of being King of the Jews. But that was normal when you were accused and found guilty of a crime. They would give you a piece of paper saying what your crime was. And when they crucified you, if the Romans crucified you, they would nail that above your head. And so the man to his left and the man to his right both had anarchists or treasonous, not necessarily thieves. They were actually trying to overthrow Rome. And that was what was put above their heads. And above Jesus' head was King of the Jews. That he made himself out to be the king. That this is why we are killing him. It would be something if you had a debt. You would get a piece of paper and have on that paper written your debt. If you were thrown in prison, maybe you didn't go to the cross, but you got thrown into prison. They would take that piece of paper and put it above your prison door. And that was a declaration. It was a written ordinance of what you had done, why you were there. And Paul talks about this piece of paper in the book of Colossians, chapter 2. He says in verse 13, "When you were dead in your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, having canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us." Some translate it the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. Did you know that in your life there is a sheet of paper, I'm speaking metaphorically here, with your crimes written on it? Just like they did to Jesus, just like they did to all the prisoners back then. And it says, this is what you're guilty of. But when you became free of the prison, when you became free of a debt, they would write over that a word called tetelestai, which is translated "finished." Or as Jesus said, "it is finished." That is the word he spoke when he gave up his breath. When he said "it is finished," it wasn't just about that he had done everything to pay for our sins. What he did was write "it is finished" over our sheets of paper with all of our debts against God. And that's why Paul says in verse 14, "having canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross." He canceled out. Some say that he blotted it out. He wrote, "it is finished" over the certificate of your debts. So whenever you're wondering, how am I doing? Whenever you feel those doubts coming up about your life, if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if He lives in your heart, He has written over that bill against you. It is finished. It's not just about what He did on the cross, it's about what He's done in our lives. The debt has been canceled. 1 Peter tells us that the devil is our adversary, and he prowls around like a lion, looking to see who he can devour. He wants to devour you with doubt, with guilt, with the knowledge of all the things that you know stack up against you in your life. That word adversary is a legal term. It's the one that's against us. The great thing is we have an advocate in Jesus Christ who daily stands before His Father and says, I paid for that. I paid for that. I paid for that. I paid for that. So when those doubts come up in your mind, when those burdens of your heart that I'm not doing good enough reach up and grab you and want to tear you apart and want to bring you down and want to take your faith away from you, remember when Jesus Christ said on the cross, it is finished, He wasn't just talking about that day. He was talking about your sin and the payment for your sin. And if you've never accepted Jesus Christ, if you feel in your heart that there is that sheet of paper talking about all your sins, and there is nothing stamped over it, finished, paid in full, taken care of, I want you to know that Jesus Christ offers it to you freely. All you have to do is accept. I say it's freely, but sometimes that's the hardest thing for us to do, is merely accept His grace. I want to give you the opportunity today, though. And if you would like to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior into your heart, that He would pay for your sins, in a moment, I'm going to pray, and then we're going to sing, and I'd like to give you the opportunity to come forward at that time. But right now, I don't want to lead us in prayer. I want to encourage us to rejoice to the Lord, to thank the Lord for the great thing He has done through His Son, Jesus Christ, that He has taken our sins, that we are by rights guilty of, and He has canceled them out through His blood on the cross, and He has paid them in full. It is finished. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for the reminder, Lord, the blessing of knowing that what You have gone through, sending Your Son to the earth, sending Him to the cross, forsaking Him for our very lives, we thank You. And we pray, Lord, and we thank You that You didn't just leave Him in the tomb, but that You came for Him and You rose Him from the dead. That He lives today, and that we can live. We can have life now, and we can have life eternal if we believe in Your Son, Jesus Christ. And we pray, Lord, and we thank You. We thank You for the choir who has worked, who has struggled, who has presented this wonderful message for us. And we pray, Lord, for those of us in the audience today that we would be reminded. We pray, Lord, we have, and that we would continue to remember as we go into this Easter week, that this Passion Week, when we celebrate and we remember and we mourn the fact that Jesus Christ died on the cross and raised again, we pray, Lord, that we would remember, that we would be delighted to share with others what He has done. And I pray, Lord, that each one here who has accepted Your Son as their Lord and Savior, that when the devil comes and tries to bring us down with our own guilt, our own failings, our sins, that we would remember it is not what we do, it is what Jesus Christ has done, that it is finished. And I pray, Lord, we ask that you would strengthen the hearts of those who do not have Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that they would make the decision to follow him, to seek him out, to accept the gift he has given us. And we pray this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.